Tonight's Australian story, it centres on two people who have experienced utter profound loss, but who, with the help of friends and family, well, they've found ways to move forward with their lives. Anthony and Marit Maslin, now they're known to their friends as Maz and Rin, they lost their three children, Mo, Evie, Otis, as well as the children's grandfather, Nick Norris, when Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 shot down over the Ukraine. 34 other Australians on board that flight also lost their lives. The Maslins, now, they say that they are ready to share their story. Vanessa Gorman produced tonight's Australian Story episode. She joins us. Vanessa, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
5 years. What was the turning point? Why did the Maslins decide that now was the time?
I think they felt that it was coming up to the fifth anniversary, and I think they were feeling stronger and though that they could speak. But I think that was mostly, you know, that they really felt like all of Australia felt for them and so many people reached out to them. And so I think they wanted to let people know that they are okay, you know, and that they had rebuilt their life.
That reaching out, that can go, I imagine, both ways for people in that situation, who perhaps just want to be left alone.
I think that's been a double-edged sword. I think they recognise that when they go out, people want to say something to them and just say how much they felt about what they had to endure. But sometimes people say that in the wrong way. They kind of, you know, and they talk about that tonight in the Australian Story, that, you know, they'll say people will kind of come up to us with pity on our face, on their face, and say, I don't know how you get out of bed in the morning. And they would like people to kind of reframe that.
That sort of public reaction, when it's all about that moment, it must keep taking you back to that. It must anchor you in that place, whereas, of course, you're anchored there, I would imagine, eternally, and yet your life is going on. Your life is rebuilding, and someone else just takes you back. That must be a very hard thing to cope with.
I think it does, and it's probably hard when you're out and maybe you're at a party, but it's, or at a barbecue or something, and it's taken you a lot to get out of the house and to get there, and then, you know, and you're kind of in that moment, and then someone sort of drags you back to the other moment. So it's really difficult. I think it's just difficult how we approach, you know, grieving people generally. But sometimes it's probably might be enough to just to go, is it a good time to pay my respects or not?
Yes. What did Maz and Rin tell you about their personal process in surviving that grief? How did they work through that?
At the beginning, I think they were just in absolute kind of shock for quite a long time, and their friends gathered around them. Their friends were the ones who helped them through those initial kind of tortuous 6 months, and there was a long period where the children's bodies and Nick's body had to be identified, and so there was a long sort of tortuous process, and their friends really gathered around them and provided 24-hour support. They did it in shifts, meal and food support. So, and then after that, you know, they talk about that they have got PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and they manage that. So, you know, they have a lot to say about how you manage that and what they need to do every day to get through the day, really, you know, and to get up in the morning and get through the day. And they're very quite specific about what actually works for that.
Losing your children is one thing. Losing your children in such a highly public, violent, politicised moment, that must compound that experience tremendously.
Absolutely. And I think if people remember back, this was, you know, the MH17, the Malaysian airline flight that was shot over eastern Ukraine, and it was shot out of the sky by Russian-backed rebels who were going after a Ukrainian Air Force plane and accidentally hit MH17, and then they wouldn't even allow people onto the crash site to recover, you know, bodies and possessions and start investigating what had actually gone on. And we've interviewed Julie Bishop for our program, and she talks a little bit about the backroom machinations at the UN that she had to go through.
She took on as quite a crusade.
She really did. It was one of her finest moments, really. And there was a lot that went on backstage, if you like, to try it to make sure that everything was able to be recovered from that site. But it was a very kind of, you know, awful, distressing thing. I think we were all looking on going, oh, my God, just let people in there to gather everything. So, you know, the Muslims were living through that as well.
And yet you can understand why that was awkward. And I mean, this is just full of impossibilities. The glorious coda to this story, the beautiful coda to this story, that Mazen Rin have had another child, Violet. And that's an exquisite thing, but that, I guess, must have been a difficult decision for them to take?
I think it was. You know, Rin talks about, you know, that she knew how to parent three children, but she didn't know if they would know how to parent one small child that was growing up in the shadow of this tragedy, as you can imagine. But from what I could see, one of the things is that they were great parents. You know, they'd raised three really great kids. And so it was a chance for them to do something that they're really good at again.
And to do something which so obviously is purposeful and forward-looking in their lives.
And that's right. And you know how a child kind of brings you into life.
Yes.
Again, it brings you into the community. Yes. Unavoidably, you get out to the park and you get out to play group and you do all of those things. And so Violet has very beautifully helped them back into the world again.
Vanessa, thank you. I hope we haven't given away all the spoilers for tonight's episode.
No, there's a lot to see.
Vanessa Gorman, who produced tonight's episode of Australian Story. It's called After the World Ended. You can catch that live broadcast at 8 p.m. on ABC TV or, of course, on iView whenever you like.